We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Fan.
Let's go get it.
The guys on the inside. Green Bay football insider Michael Cohen on The Fan is brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. 22 minutes after 7, I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. Right now and then tomorrow we'll break it down with Michael Cohen here at this time. We're going to talk to Michael Cohen about the aftermath of round one, but right now obviously it hasn't happened yet. So we'll preview it. Michael Cohen of The Athletic joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. And Michael, you had spent some time over the last, couple of weeks here putting together this piece you did with Ben Fennell, where you looked at some of the guys that LaFleur has liked in the past. You looked at some of the guys that Mike Pettine has liked with the past. And at pick number 12, I think a lot of the speculation is defense is going to be very strong here in the early goings, and the Packers could go that way. Where do you guys and where do you see the Packers going here at number 12, and what kind of defender would they like if that's the route they go?
Well, I'm kind of torn between whether they'll go offense or defense. I think if they go offense, it will only be an offensive tackle or an offensive lineman, somebody that they can plug in and play right away, or somebody that they believe can be, the heir apparent to Brian Bulaga, since this is a contract year for him. If they decide to go the defensive side of the ball, I think it really depends how the board, shakes out. And I know that's kind of a cop-out answer, but I think, it really depends, because there are so many talented defensive linemen that if one of those guys falls because there's a run on quarterbacks, then I could absolutely see the Packers, jumping at the chance to take somebody like an Ed Oliver or a player of that caliber. I think that if one of the two Devins, Devin Bush and Devin White, the inside linebackers, if those guys fall, I think they would be tempting for the Packers. And then, of course, there's always the possibility that they take another edge rusher, even though they took two edge rushers in free agency and spent tons of money on Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith, I still think that that's a position that could tempt them depending on how things shake out. So I guess the short version of what I'm trying to say is that on the offensive side of the ball, I think it would only be an offensive tackle at 12. On the defensive side of the ball, I think the positions vary depending on how things shake out.
Michael, if they wanted to move up in the draft and they took that 30th pick to package it with 12, how far do you think they could move up?
If they wanted to pair 12 and 30, I'm guessing they could probably get close to 5 or 6. Mm. I don't know if they would do that, and I also don't know if, that would be – well, I guess that would be pretty enticing for another team, but I think generally what you're going to see is teams moving up to either take quarterbacks or to take offensive tackles in this first round, because there are some really good tackles, and obviously history tells us that teams will move up and overdraft quarterbacks because that's just how it goes. I don't necessarily see them doing that. I kind of think they're either going to pick at 12 or move up slightly from 12. And then I think 30, in my opinion, is ripe for trade bait. I could either see them moving up a little bit from 30 to maybe like 25, 26 if there's somebody they really want. I could also see them happily moving from 30 back to like 34, 35, and then picking up an extra, second or third round pick. Because, the top of this draft, the first few rounds are really deep. So I do think they're going to stay at 12, but then 30, I think, is a very real place for them to move around.
Talking with Michael Cohen of The Athletic, and again, we'll chat with him after we find out what they do tonight. We'll chat with him tomorrow at this time. 12, if they go offense, you're saying offensive linemen, any indication that they may draft that tight end, whether it's Hockenson, or I'm even seeing they could go all the way up and stay at 12, but draft Noah Fant, who could be there, both the tight ends for Iowa. I don't want them to draft a tight end. I'd have to be talked into that after the fact. Do you see them even approaching maybe that reality?
I personally don't buy it. I think if you look around the league and you look at the number of tight ends that are truly, truly a level above the average tight end or the decently productive tight end, there's really only four guys that you would come across. One is Zach Ertz, one is Travis Kelce, one is Rob Gronkowski, and then, of course, I mean, I guess you could make an argument as well that, you know, the fourth in that situation, excuse me, one second, trying to pull out my notes for you guys here. I was prepared this morning. Fourth in that situation would be George Kittle from the 49ers. So I guess if
we never take notes for the show, so but thank you for preparing.
If you look across the entire league and say one starting tight end per team, 32 teams, and there's only four that are truly, truly difference makers, it tells you, A, that it's not a position that you have to value really highly in the draft, and B, it's a position where the difference between the elite guys and the normal guys, your Jared Cooks or just an average, good, solid tight end, is not that high. So I just can't see the risk associated with taking a tight end that high. I mean, maybe you know, Hockenson turns out to be one of those four guys, but if he doesn't, and odds say that, you know, chances are maybe he won't, then it's a really, really difficult thing to spend the 12th pick when you don't get to pick that high as a franchise on sort of a specialized position. So personally, I don't see it. I think, honestly, if they go offense, it will be offensive tackle.
Could it be that with a tight end going, maybe Hockenson, if he does go high, people are just trying to find somehow the next Gronk?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, if you're a team that really and truly wants to build your offense around that player and you think that he can be absolutely dynamic in many different ways, then certainly, you know, I don't think you can fault somebody for taking that pick, especially if you looked around and saw other teams take a wide receiver in the top 10 in past drafts. So I don't think it's necessarily, you know, ill-advised if you really want to commit to that player and building the offense around them. But I just look at what the Packers have, and, you know, for as long as he's a Green Bay Packer, Devontae Adams is going to be the focal point of this offense. And for as long as he's a Green Bay Packer, Aaron Jones is probably going to be the top running back and get your share of touches. So I just don't see the need to build around a brand new skill player in a way that would justify taking a tight end that early. So I think the team could be better served applying that 12th pick, which they haven't picked this high since they chose B.J. Raji. I would just think they'd be better served applying that high pick to somebody else.
Do they take a quarterback at all in this draft? I mean, some of these mocks have Drew Locke going to the Packers at 30 out of Missouri. If they take a quarterback, Ron Wolf used to take quarterbacks all the time. Take a quarterback in the draft. You've got 10 picks, fine. But if they take one in the first couple rounds, I don't know if now is the time to do that.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think that if they took one, you know, fourth round or later, I don't really think anyone would care or anyone would fault Brian Gutekunst because, you know, you need to develop quarterbacks. And Ron Wolf took one just about every year. And I think over the course of the years that he drafted them, I think he ended up finding maybe four or five really reliable backups that either went on to have decent careers in Green Bay. Or a pattern, if you can identify a quarterback, develop him, and then turn him into some sort of an asset for another team. I think that when you look at the Packers, it seems a year, maybe 2 years early to be looking at quarterbacks in the first round. Doesn't mean they wouldn't do it, but I don't get it. I think this year and next year are the big windows for the Packers, in my opinion, because all the free agents that you signed, you're really only going to have 2 years with all of those guys. The chances of all four of them being on the roster going into the third season is unlikely given the cap hits. So you really need to find guys that can play this year and can play next year, because these are going to be your two big seasons to make a giant push with Aaron Rodgers and the nucleus that you're building right now. So in my opinion, taking a quarterback early in either of those 2 years jeopardizes that cause. So I just don't buy it.
So going through free agency and getting the four players they did, you know, the guys who they think are going to be impact players, still draft for those positions because you're going to need an Aaron Parrott in a couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's especially true for edge rusher because, first of all, you can never have enough pass rushers. That's just, you know, the simple fact of life in the NFL. But the flip side of it is, I mean, the cap numbers for Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith are going to absolutely skyrocket after the second year of their deal. It doesn't mean those guys won't stick around. If they both get double-digit sacks or if they're both extremely dynamic, then maybe that's just a large percentage of the cap that you're willing to absorb for a player who's really, really good, the same way that you are happy to absorb a large percentage of the cap for somebody like Aaron Rodgers. But if their production ends up being mediocre or if there are injury problems and things like that, it gets to the point where after the second year in the deal, not really affordable to keep those guys around anymore. So you constantly need to be looking at any position, whether it's offensive line, even though they signed Billy Turner, edge rusher, even though they signed the Smiths. And, of course, they still have a major need at safety, even with Adrian Amos. So I think you always have to be looking at those positions. And I'll throw inside linebacker in there, too. Blake Martinez is going to be a free agent after this season. He's going to want a lot of money based on the production that he's had so far. I expect he's probably going to want to be compensated like one of the better inside linebackers in the league because he's led the league in tackles the last two seasons. I find it hard to believe the Packers would pay top dollar for an inside linebacker given the way that they've treated that position in the past. So certainly inside linebacker would be a position I could see them targeting in this year's draft, because if you know there's at least somewhat of a chance or maybe even a decent chance that you lose a guy like Martinez, you need to start to prepare for that. And so if one of those two Devins that I mentioned, Devin White and Devin Bush, fell to them at 12, you know, I think that could be a very tempting option for Brian Gutekunst.
Draft starts in less than 12 hours. There's a lot of content out there, a lot of good stuff at The Athletic, including stuff written by our friend Michael Cohen here. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. I think they have a sale going on right now, too, so get on that and get on board. Michael, appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow and try to recap everything that went down and look ahead to the rest of the weekend.
All right, sounds good, fellas. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.